Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. It's very late at night, so I'm going to speak very softly, but I'm kind of excited about this podcast, Podcast 706, because I'm going to tell you an interesting story. This is something showing up all over the internet, and it is about hypnosis. It's about something that people are revealing in hypnosis sessions that predict an event, something about to happen, supposedly, that is actually imminent in either the first quarter of 2018 at the latest, or actually this month in March of 2018. So we're going to get into it. The event coming in March 2018 in Podcast 706. One of the things we're going to talk about in this podcast, of course, is what some people will perceive as the end of the world. And, if it's an energy field or something to that effect that changes everybody's perception, and supposedly we're all going to be blissed out, and we're not going to think too much about anything in terms of the material world. But in that kind of a situation, you still have to think about your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning system, and you still have to think about Ryan Plumbing, because even when the world is ending, when it comes to keeping all these systems running right, at home or business, you got to think about Ryan Plumbing and Heating. If you want reliable service, Ryan Plumbing and Heating, they've been in Frogtown for four generations in St. Paul. You can call them 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis. Call them at 612-927-6488. They are great with emergency service. They can get you a quote very quickly and help you out and get you up and running. Again, especially for business. We don't think too much about business. We think a lot of times when we think about heating and air conditioning systems breaking down, especially heating these days with the freezing and the cooling. And it isn't over either, folks. You know, I hate to say folks, but it's not over yet. It's just March. We may have heating and freezing with temperatures going forward here for at least another 60 days. So, in about a month or two, I'll start talking to you about having your AC checked, and they can do that as well. Once again, reliable service for all of your plumbing and heating problems, air conditioning problems, systems, and so forth. Reliable service, Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Four generations in St. Paul, quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. Check out their awesome new website at ryanplumbing.com. And I appreciate you listening to the Bob Davis Podcast on Stitcher.com, iTunes, TuneIn, blogtalkradio.com, Google Play. I just checked all the feeds to make sure that they were updated. Stitcher.com is the slowest. For some reason, it takes a while to get updated on Stitcher. We're working on that. You can always subscribe at iTunes. I do appreciate the likes and the shares and the favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter. I am working on business stuff, and as soon as I get that done, I'm going to start working on the next mission for Mobile Podcast Command. So I do appreciate the donations for I do appreciate the donations for Mobile Podcast Command at thebobdavispodcast.com. Just look for the big donate button or click on the picture of Mobile Podcast Command at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Okay, where do I begin? So you know that I spend a lot of time on YouTube. In fact, probably an inordinate amount of time on YouTube. I've done a few podcasts about the collection of crazy stuff that I find on YouTube. But there is one area, now fully a subset of YouTube, the YouTube ecosystem, which is actually fascinating. This is videos about people who've been hypnotized through something called quantum hypnosis healing therapy. I believe that's what this QHHT means. During their sessions, something QHHT healers report is the higher self coming through, and you have to put quotes around that, and predicting something big is going to happen. And this is what they'll refer to as the event. And so you'll see all these videos populating YouTube that are entitled The Event, or The Event is Coming, or Get Ready for the Event. And you'll hear one YouTuber describe it in this podcast very well. This event, which has not happened in something like 26,000 years, will change the Earth, according to these videos. It will change human consciousness and usher in something called the 5D Earth. Now, I'm going to explain that a little bit later in the podcast, and I am simplifying here, but I'm going to start with Allison Coe, who's a hypnotist and QHHT healer, and again, quotes around that from Portland, Oregon, and she's going to tell most of this story. Why am I doing it this way? Well, I want to get this out because it's March, and I wanted to interview Allison. Her latest video has been up a week, and it already has something like 100,000 plus views. And she says that she's been deluged with email. So I don't think she's going to be answering my email, which said interview request anytime soon. And what I'm going to do is use her video because it's pretty instructive. I'll tell you why I want to talk to her in a second. And I'll post a link to the whole video and to her YouTube channel. So if you're interested, you can check it out. But the interview offer will stand if she takes me up on it. And if she does, you'll be hearing her on the podcast. Now, why do I want to talk to Allison Coe? I believe that she is a genuine, authentic person. And I believe what she is getting, she believes, is real. I believe that what she's getting is actually in real hypnosis sessions, such as they are. And hypnosis is still pretty controversial, by the way. And I'll talk about that a little bit in this podcast. And as Allison explains, these things, I'm going to butt in every now and then to clarify what she's saying and ask some questions, and really also to clarify my skepticism about this. Is something going on, or is it something else? I've done a lot of research for this podcast. I don't know how much of the details of it I can get in here. Some of the stuff that she talks about isn't as far-fetched as you might think, and you're just going to have to hear what I think as we go. But first, yes, I am a skeptic, but I'm not just coming from a really awful negative perspective. I'm not trying to debunk what she's saying. I'm just wondering what kind of phenomenon this actually is and what it actually means, because I look upon this more on a sociological basis than a psychological or even, a paranormal type of thing. So to explain what this is, people come to this woman to be hypnotized. These are called HQQT sessions. According to Allison, the clients are regressed through past lives, which is controversial also. And then the higher self comes through at some point in this experience. Also, the term higher self is controversial as well. Carl Jung, to my understanding, not necessarily enamored of hypnosis as a technique, referred to the collective unconsciousness and the individual unconsciousness. Let's call the higher self a term of art as it is applied in the metaphysical or New Age community. There's no clinical term higher self, really. Quantum hypnotic therapy is not a scientific discipline, nor really is hypnosis. The term quantum is simply a word which sounds scientific. Hypnosis, meditative states, suggestive states have been around since the Egyptians. This is interesting. The modern introduction to hypnosis was in France around the 1700s when a person by the name of Dr. Mesmer began putting patients in a highly suggestive state, which they reported as a healing experience. There's a lot to that. This is the basis of the term mesmerized. This is where that term came from. Mesmer was run out of Paris and is actually featured in the book, I think it's Delusion or Mania, or something to the effect of Delusions and the Extraordinary Madness of Crowds by Charles McKay. They called it a delusion or a mania. And it's very interesting what they wrote about Mesmer. When you look up hypnosis, all you know is that this guy was called Dr. Mesmer, but I don't even know if he was a doctor. So let me introduce parts of the latest Allison Coe YouTube video, which already has over 100,000 videos, so you can hear what she is getting out of some of her hypnosis sessions with her clients, and then you can judge for yourself what you think is happening. I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Allison Coe, coming to you from Portland, Oregon. I'm a hypnotist here in Portland, Oregon, and I get lots and lots and lots of information from my clients through their hypnosis sessions. And if you can bear with me, I have a lot of information to go through. Please use your own discernment when you're hearing this information. Don't believe everything you hear. Who does that? Who believes everything they hear? Not me. I don't do it. I use my own discernment as well. I don't believe everything. I'm very logical. I'm very pragmatic. I actually only believe stuff when there's like a pattern.
So Allison will explain what she believes that she is accessing through these sessions. Again, they are predicting the people that she talks to something very big happening, which they all call the event. And while I would love a date, she says that a time frame is preferable to her. She does say that people give her actual dates that she will not present.
We are accessing a higher energy. We're not accessing the human conscious mind. We're accessing a higher energy, an energy that lives outside of time. And we're trying to get information about time from an energy that dwells outside of time. So what that usually looks like is this. I'll usually ask a question relating to when can this person experience this, or when can they expect this event that you've just told them, you know, any event that you've just told them is going to happen, when are they going to experience that? Here, almost always, this is what the answer is. Oh, soon. All right, well, that doesn't help. Can you like narrow it down a little? So what I start to do is say, okay, well, the client, she'll still be alive, right? Yeah, she'll still be alive. Okay. Do you see it within 5 years or 10 years? Oh, within 5 years. Do you see it within 3 years or 5 years? Oh, within 3 years. Do you see it within, you know, 1 year or 3 years? Oh, within 1 year. Do you see it within 6 months or 1 year? Oh, within 6 months. And so that's how I'm able to kind of narrow down these time frames. Sometimes they offer specific dates right off of the bat. I never report on those. I never will, because you can't hang your hat on that.
So, yeah, you have to either suspend disbelief, or you have to, be careful with what you think about this as far as the truth of it or what it actually means. That's why I think it's interesting, because she actually says this. What Allison Coe is going to do now is walk us through a series of these sessions and relate, what is being said. I may break in here. In fact, I'm going to break in here and there to clarify, because I've watched this video and a lot of others in this little group of YouTube videos so many times. I think I can move it forward a little faster than if you just watched it. Allison asks her client's higher self to allow the client to experience the event and a number of questions about the event, which then she sort of witnesses.
It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. She'll be at home. She'll be awake. She'll be looking out the window. She'll be watching it come at her. It's all different colors, and it looks like a wildfire, like smoke, colored smoke rolling in. And then it's all huge, miles high. It's going to lay her down. Everybody's going to need to lay down. She's going to be vibrating. It'll be affecting everything physically. It will not just affect humans, but the whole planet. It goes through everything. It looks iridescent, like colored cellophane, like rainbow smoke. Anyway, the higher self says, it looks scary. It's so overwhelming. People's natural instinct will be to stare. Some will tingle all over and vibrate like her, so it's vibrating and changing her emotionally, physically, mentally, on all levels.
Pretty wild, huh? And what happens? When is it, and where does it come from, this event? I want to know details.
People are stunned. It takes a while. Nobody does much right away. Everyone is laying down. Energy is coming from the south. Okay, so when she sees it approaching, she's in the Pacific Northwest, not too far away from Portland here, and she's seeing it approaching from the south, from her house, on the south side of the house. So she says, I think everyone's going to completely freak out. I see people running in the streets. Now she's switching perspective to what she's seeing. They're really scared. Let's see. It will come in the day, in the afternoon, in the Pacific Northwest. So where we are, it'll be during daytime, in the afternoon. It changes everyone. She'll be moving on to 5D and the new Earth. The solar flash is a precursor to moving into the 5D. It's instant. And then it takes a little bit for her to be able to sit up. The sky is lavender and an iridescent color. She knows something is different. She will stay on the Earth, but the Earth will be in 5D.
Okay, so what is 5D? Well, they never really explain it in any of these event videos. They just assume that the viewer knows it. But I did a little research. So you know about the first dimension, the second dimension, and the third dimension. Dimension is really a description of what we are able to perceive as reality. The New Age community likes to refer to the world as is currently arranged, for lack of a better term, the old 3D world. This is the world we're living in, and you hear this a lot. One of the things physicists have been working on for a number of years is a unified field theory, a theory that simply ties two or more of the four interactions, electromagnetic, gravitational, weak and strong, previously described by separate theories. And it's a physics theory and used in physics, not necessarily in our day-to-day world. Or something called the theory of everything, another unified field theory, and a considerably more ambitious one, the theory of everything, capital T, small o, capital E, final theory, ultimate theory, or master theory, is a hypothetical, single, all-encompassing, coherent, theoretical framework of physics that fully explains and links together all physical aspects of the universe. Finding a TOE is one of the major unsolved problems in physics, and I'm going to repeat that. This is a theory and a problem which remains unsolved. So the idea that this is something that is real is only theoretical. The theory of everything puts forward as a basis of argument that there are actually 10 or more dimensions in our reality. I'm not going to go through all 10. Of course, the three dimensions are length, width, height, depth, and breadth. The fourth dimension is usually described by scientists as time. The fifth dimension, or 5D, is described as simply, according to superstring theory, again, the fifth and sixth dimensions are where the notion of possible worlds arises. This idea that there are many different worlds in the same place, if you're in the 3D world, that if you were in the fifth or sixth dimension, you'd be able to see them, kind of Twilight Zone-y or, you know, cracked or Black Mirror type stuff. If we could see on through to the fifth dimension, we would see a world slightly different from our own that would give us a means of measuring the similarity and differences between our world and the other possible worlds. Again, this is all theoretical and all over the internet and YouTube as something that is palpable and actually exists when it is in fact theoretical. Now, I'm a little skeptical since its existence is more theoretical. So it's physics and theoretical physics at that. Is it necessarily something that we could live in, even if we knew that it existed? Well, that's the thing. But you're going to hear that in the 5D world, which apparently is like ours, you'll be able to move back and forth between these other worlds, that this is an energy thing, this is about photokinesis, this is the basis of a lot of these messages from the so-called higher self. This is also stuff that's not new. This has been out for a long time, so these people could have picked this up subconsciously in some, like, I'm sure if she did me, I would have all kinds of, I'd have all kinds of stuff about 5D and everything else because I've watched all the videos. But this is the basis of a lot of these messages from so-called higher self in these client interviews. And this event is what brings on the 5D world, this mist that descends from the southeast if you're in the Pacific Northwest, maybe from a different direction if you're in some other place. What happens and what is it like?
People come out of their houses just standing in the streets afterwards. It's the very, very beginning of 5D. It takes some time, some processing time. Some senses will change right away and some will take a bit. And I said, will anyone be in danger of the wave energy? Could some die? And the higher self says, if you can't handle it, it's better to just move up and out of the body, move on, and come in later if you want. If the body can't handle it, then the consciousness should move out and come back later. Not everyone will be there in the fifth. There's not everyone on Earth. They departed during the wave. They don't die. So that word departed, I was like, oh, you know, are they dying? What's going on? It's like, no, they don't die. They're not dying. This is so interesting. Okay. They don't die. They go elsewhere. They go to ships.
Wait, what? This is something that's important. The idea here is that if you don't sign on to the theory, if you're not part of the whole event thing, in other words, I kind of sense that the feeling is if you're not an enthusiastic supporter, then you won't be able to handle the energy, and so you'll go somewhere else for a while. Where will you go? Well, you'll go to the ships.
The ships will be in the upper atmosphere. It's like the people need a break, and they can come back if they want. So it's a temporary reassignment. Some go, some stay. Things will be so different. Beings come down after the light flash to teach. It's the same Earth. They teach everything because we're so behind.
Here's where we get into some of what I think this is really about, the idea that somehow man is way behind, primitive, and the only way our problems are going to be solved is by some outside influence, beings, Jesus, the Messiah, whatever. Are we behind? Well, I really don't have time in this podcast to get in this, but basically, in general, almost every measurement of the human experience worldwide is actually improving, and it's only because we don't look deeper into facts and figures and statistics. We only listen to the stories we hear, mostly negative, and we don't realize that human beings have been making progress in the world. And, you know, there's this idea that we're very primitive and we have to be saved and beings have to come in and save us. Is that really true? Good question. I am skeptical of that statement. I think that human beings may actually be the most advanced beings in the universe. But, you know, maybe not.
Then she asks about the currency change, and that will happen after the flash. The flash is synchronized with our consciousness. No, okay, the currency change, you know, that is something that's been, you know, people have been working on this a long, long time. So all of the, you know, all of the groundwork has already been laid. But the catalyst is the flash.
The currency change. Here is also where I start to bristle a little bit. They say this is going to be a wonderful world of abundance where you can manifest whatever you want. But now suddenly we're talking about a currency change that apparently people have been working on. So are we talking about cryptocurrency? If so, then yeah, it makes sense to me because I do think cryptocurrency and blockchain is going to be the future. But a lot of work has to be done on blockchain, which itself may be obsolete already. Before we can literally change the currency, we have to get that problem solved. And, you know, the currency thing and the money thing kind of sounds anti-Christy to me, actually. Who are the people working on this? Are they the new 5D global elite? I hope not. Okay, when is all this going to happen? Well, it's just not clear.
Between 3 and 6 months, very soon. Later the client said she heard March at that point. So this is often with the higher self, you get information that you say that just kind of, you start pushing out of your mouth, and then you get other information that you may not say. So, that it's true telepathy. You get kind of downloads and you get, images, you get feelings, all of this at once. So when she was saying between three and six months, she also heard the word March. Okay. And I said, are there any precursors to the event? Things that we could like say, oh, okay, it's coming. It's coming. And she's all, yeah, more turmoil, more unhappy people. I'm like, ah, we'll have that. Like, how? There's gonna be, I mean, I can't really tell because there's so much of that, you know, if there's more. Anyway, so it says more unrest. Okay, no real signs.
Precise date, no, which doesn't really bother me. In fact, I think it's probably to her credit because she's getting it that it's going to happen soon anyway. And thanks to Allison, by the way, for trying to nail down a time, space, date. I would prefer a date. And she said, I don't want to hang my hat on a date. Of course not, because then you're wrong, basically. Now, here's another thing, and it comes up a lot in these event videos. If you punch holes in it, you know, or if you want more meat on the bones, like facts, well, then...
It's not for everybody. You know, if it's something that aligns and resonates with you, hey, then great. If not, then maybe you're just not ready for that information. Keep moving on. That's fine.
Another factor with all these videos, not just Allison's experience, the 5D world is described as heaven. More time, more abundance, no worries. Again, why do we need currency if we don't have to worry about water or anything working? And at one point in one of these videos, they say most of the electrical stuff will be put out of business by this. So, you know, things are going to get weird pretty quick if we don't have engines and pumps and things like that. So while we might have more time and abundance and no worries, I don't, you know how that's going to work. But again, it's the 5D world. Who knows? I hear most of this stuff as just more aspirational than necessarily real. In other words, this is a human desire for things to be better, to think about that special place just over the horizon where everything is going to be okay and you can lay your burden down and you won't have to work so hard and wouldn't it be great? We all have this sort of aspirational, maybe there's this place in the sun where I can go where it's just going to be great.
Afterwards, she'll have more happiness and free time. More of what her and her sister, more of what they need without having to work so hard. More focus on what she wants to do.
But I guess the higher self also hedges its bets a little on the nature of the wave. Now suddenly we hear from a later interview, yeah, the people that are in the know are going to get it and they're going to see it. But some people won't. Most people, won't. More people have to embrace it, which means you're going to have to learn how to quote unquote hold the light, which again is all part of the nomenclature of this movement. And it reminds me in some ways of the Christians, where you can't even understand what they're talking about unless you have, immersed yourself in the book of Daniel and Revelations and all the interpretations and who the Antichrist is supposed to be or isn't supposed to be, and so on.
Thousands and thousands of people are already connected to this energy. And when it comes, they'll just be with it. She just sees light. And it talks about ascending to the new earth, won't be too far after the wave. The light will still be on Earth at that time. It's not going anywhere, just so you know. Once the light hits, it's not leaving.
And the new Earth will be great, unless you want a big, juicy steak.
It's peaceful. It's bright. It's flooding her with new Earth energy right now. And that feels peaceful, light, and really carefree and loving. It's freedom. Animals and people live together on the new Earth. Animals are not eaten. Money is not needed. She'll be doing what she wants to do. You can create your own environment. You can create your space. You will look the same, but she will look the same, but lighter. Humans will have a glow, more light. They don't age the same. Because of the light, we stay healthy looking.
One thing that really attracted me to this video is this part. I agree with Allison that it's interesting, and she hears this come up again and again, and so do I. People are bored. The client is bored. They're not interested in anything. Everything feels like a replay.
This is interesting because this has been a theme through many of my sessions. The client is bored, currently bored, not interested in anything. And this, like I said, this has been a theme in many of my sessions where none of the information on YouTube, none of the, websites, nothing. There's nothing out there that holds an interest for people right now who have already, been so far on this process. And so I'm asking about that with the higher self. And it said it's designed for her to take advantage of this current state of boredom a little bit before the event. Once she has the event and knows what she's supposed to do, there will be a flurry of action. So it's just there as a brief respite.
You know, some of these videos say the event is coming. Some say it is happening as we speak. It's hard to nail down, which is frustrating to me, because if you're going to say this is happening, that it's this macro event, then I want to know when. And I want a date, and I want at least a short range of dates, and I don't want you to tell me that some people are going to experience and some people aren't, and it's, only these people that know stuff are going to know that it's happening. Or conversely, and I've heard these not from Allison, but from other people, it's actually been happening. We've scaled it back. It was going to be this big thing, but we're afraid people are going to be scared, so we've scaled it back. It seems to me that if something huge doesn't happen, and experience tells me that it probably won't. I'm not saying it won't, but, then it's going to be easy to say, well, it's actually happening right now. You just can't see it. But some of us are already in 5D. And, you know, you can't feel it unless you're on the team, which really bothers me, because then it starts to feel like propaganda. Because personally, I want a big event that I can see and others can see too. I want to go out into the street and have nothing to do and see this rainbow cloud coming and have people going, what the? That is very exciting to me. And when you tell me, when the higher self tells people it's going to happen and then it doesn't, well, that's really disappointing. But, and you got to, I love this part because, you know, everyone hates the global elite now. I actually feel sorry for the Bilderbergers and the global elite with their, no wonder they're digging bunkers and getting submarine yachts, because everyone hates the global elite. And of course, the global elite are resisting this. How the aliens know, or whoever they are, the higher beings, know that there's a thing called the global elite, I don't know. But that significant events are going to be happening over the next 2 years. Again, this is this incredible high intelligence that can bring ships, you know, behind the moon that we can't see and do all this stuff. And they got to tell us the global elite are, you know, are powerful enough to resist this. And then they say, despite all that, there's not going to be a war. We're just going to see a disintegration of resources.
We would suggest that an event is in process, that in this process, there is a great deal of resistance from the beings currently in power, the global elite. There will not be any war. That's not what happens. A disintegration of resources on the earth will cause chaos, but will eventually bring people together. In the process of the suffering, there is a great awakening. There will be born a desire to help others. Significant events will be happening in the next 2 years, between 2018 and 2020.
And again, on the disintegration of resources thing, you know, all of my information suggests to me that there's actually more energy resources than ever before. And if you count getting closer and closer to, you know, fusion, if you count nuclear power, if you count these other things, there's plenty of energy, even with alternative energy. Energy resources aren't really the problem. And when, I don't know what other kind of resources you're talking about. But here again, a real time frame.
We see the first quarter of 2018.
And here's what I want from Allison and some of the other people doing this. I want demographic and sociographic data on the clients. I don't want to know their names. I don't need to know their salaries or anything else. But this is what I'm talking about. If Allison is an HQQT practitioner, are people going to see her to quit smoking? Or are the people going to see these practitioners, these healers, predisposed to the event and looking for information on it? In other words, are they aware of it? And if they've been part of the community and they're part of it, then the data is tainted, because you're talking to people in a very suggestive state about something they already know about and are already predisposed to be interested in, and something they already know that you know. Like if Allison's putting out videos, and it's not just her, it's others, well, anybody going to them knows about those videos more than likely. So I'd want to know, do they know about the video? Are they into this? Or did they come to you because their foot hurt, or they wanted to get pain relief, or they, you know, or any of the thousand other reasons people go to hypnotists, aside from wanting to have their regression or to, you know, into past lives, which is very controversial. And I've known people that have had a lot of psychological problems from that and been manipulated because of that. So I have firsthand experience with that. You know, those are really important questions, at least in terms of looking at this as a study. But anyway, back to the cycles of the same information and fatigue, which again, I've said, I agree with. This is something that I see and hear about with a lot of people, by the way.
It says she has no interest in anything right now because it's not of interest. It's of no concern. It is past. Others all over the world are feeling this also for the same reason. So it's like we're these cycles of the same information coming up through you know, our news media, even our alternative news media, YouTube, Facebook, all of the social media. It's like a regurgitation, it feels like. And it said that it's like waking up from a dream that you've had so many times. You're so worn out from it, you don't even want to look at it. You're just done. The information out there is not real anymore.
Finally, where is this coming from? What happens to the other planets? Allison's going to describe what one of her clients' higher self revealed, and this is really interesting.
So I'm asking this question, does this wave of light hit other planets and raise them up also? And it says, it comes from the sun, the galactic center, through the sun like a portal. So, and then it covers the Earth. It would cover everything in its path, but it's in a portal right now, and it's en route right now. It's a natural event. It's cyclical, but we haven't seen it in 26,000 years, so we haven't seen it before. It's happened before, but we just haven't seen it, so therefore we think of it as supernatural.
So first of all, the galactic center of the, I guess, the galaxy isn't anywhere near Earth. It's a long way off. Now, when she's talking about this, you probably think, oh, that's crazy. The idea that a portal would open up and energy would come into the Earth. Well, I did some research on it, and this is interesting because this came from, and I'll post it, this came from, you know, scientific sources. This isn't just to woo-woo. There is actually a thing called a magnetic portal, which actually opens up, and they think, and this is new, but they believe that energy is transferred from the sun directly to the Earth. And so where the magnetic field of the Earth interacts with the magnetic field of the sun. So it's not on Earth, but it's out further out. It's how far the magnetic field of the Earth extends into space actually interacts with the sun's magnetic field, and they kind of dock. And then energy is released into the Earth's magnetic field from the sun. So, and they actually call it a portal. So there is a magnetic portal between the Earth and the sun, and it's for sure. So that is very interesting. Conceivably, if a very large release of energy came out of the sun for any reason, it's conceivable that the magnetic field could interact and that could be shot directly onto the planet. So this is not something that's completely out of the question. The other thing is, and this is a little bit less, there is a 26,000-year cycle, but there's also an 11,000-year cycle, a 23,500-year cycle. There's all kinds of cycles of the Earth's, relationship in orbit to the sun. So we're on a lot of different cycles, and in 2012 they thought that's what the Mayans had discovered, and then they had to adjust it and say actually it's 2013, and that didn't work. And if you'll recall the big thing about that, it was supposed to happen then, and it didn't. So the 26,000-year cycle sounds good. It happened before, we just don't remember it. But the scientists are pretty good about knowing when these cycles are. It's just hard to know when they began, so it's hard to place our year in one of those cycles. So I wouldn't say it's not happening. I wouldn't say that there isn't a 26,000-year cycle. What they're talking about in the New Age community is a 26,000-year cycle of high and low consciousness, and that we are just coming out of one of the cycles, which was a very low spiritual vibration level, and we're going to start moving up. And it's all based on this theory that the Sumerians were the highest level, one of the highest level civilizations in history, and we haven't reached that level, which I don't believe, or that the Atlanteans and the Lemurians going way back were at a much higher vibrational level. So this would have been before the current Earth age. Again, we don't even know if Atlantis existed. This is just, a theory. So is it, and a lot of the New Age stuff is based on the idea that there was a higher civilization in a previous Earth age. And we found this stuff in the Bahamas under sea, and this proves it. And, there are seashells in the rocks in the desert, and this proves that no, it doesn't. And that's the thing about all this stuff is that they get way out there, and every little thing that they can find is proof. Well, whatever the event is, if we do go into 5D, I doubt you're going to be able to manifest plumbers. I think you're still going to need plumbers to make sure your heat and air conditioning and plumbing and all these systems in your home these days or your business can be operating at peak efficiency. For that, you want Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems. They do great emergency service. Check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. Now, this has not been a political podcast. And of course, when we're thinking about 5D, we don't think too much about the global elite and trade protection, but it is a reality. And in the news, President Trump is doing all that stuff. And when you talk about foreign manufacturing with Trump, you know, you're going to get into trouble. So if you're one of these companies that does a lot of foreign manufacturing, maybe you are thinking about reshoring. If you do, then you want to think about Depot Star, American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing. They do a lot of high tech. They do a lot of medical products. They're a great company. Depot Star. Check them out online at depotstar.com or click on that banner at the top of the page of the Bob Davis podcast. Well, that was kind of an interesting story, and I really, really hope that it happens, because a misty cloud of rainbow-colored light and a purple sky after it's over, well, that would be really cool. Thanks for listening to Podcast 706. Allison Coe didn't intend to be a guest, but she was, and I appreciate her video, and I hope that she will call me at some point, because I'd love to interview her. Thanks for listening to Podcast 706. Let's go get ready for the event.